Tim Ryan falsely claims his order to kill and confront MAGA movement was about January 6. By Paul Bois on September 14, 2022. Democrat Ohio Senate candidate Tim Ryan issued a bizarre defense of his kill and confront comment about the MAGA movement by claiming it pertained to January 6. Earlier this week during an interview on MSNBC, Tim Ryan said that Democrats need to kill and confront the extremist Republican movement when discussing why Ohio should elect him over J.D. Vance. How do we fix all of these broken systems? Some of those answers will come from Republicans, not the extremists that we are dealing with every single day. We've got to kill and confront that movement, but working with normal mainstream Republicans, that's going to be really, really important, Ryan said. I'm saying exhausted majority, Democrats, Republicans, independents against the extremists. Leading an era of reform around reconciliation so we can heal this country and move into the future, he continued. Republicans immediately hit back against Ryan over his comments, calling them divisive and potentially violent. This is a guy who, when he runs his scripted TV commercials, says that he wants to appeal to Trump voters, he wants to appeal to the entire state of Ohio. And yet when he's unscripted, he's saying that we need to confront and kill the entire movement, Ryan's Republican opponent J.D. Vance told Sean Hannity. A majority of the people of Ohio, of course, voted for that movement in 2016 and 2020, he added. On Wednesday, after maintaining total silence and issuing no comment, Tim Ryan claimed in a tweet that his rhetoric was in defense of the Capitol Police on January 6, even though his comments had nothing to do with January 6. Last night, Sean Hannity and J.D. Vance attacked me for defending the brave officers who protected our nation on January 6. I will never apologize for that. Republicans are trying to twist this race into a bogus culture war. Grow up, he tweeted. On Wednesday, Senator Mazie Hirono, DeHi, followed Tim Ryan's rhetoric when she issued a call to arms on the Senate floor while debating a national abortion ban. When I hear my colleagues talking about how, you know, it should be state rights or government should not be telling us what to do. The word hypocrites, it doesn't even go far enough to call them out on what they're doing, said Hirono. This is an outright attack on women in this country, she continued. That is how I see it. That is how more and more women and those who support our right to make decisions about our own bodies, that is how we see it. Why? Because that's what's happening. Hirono concluded her speech by saying the proposed abortion ban after 15 weeks is literally a call to arms in our country.